The ingredients for picture-perfect snowflakes came together in south-central Alaska this past weekend. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit the snowflakes that fell in south-central last weekend were especially large and piled up quickly.
There's a couple of ways you can get big snowflakes. You can have really wet snow where the flakes clump together, but then when that falls, it really compresses. But we had a situation where the whole thermal profile of the lowest, say, 10,000 feet of the atmosphere was right in a sweet spot to promote large snowflake growth, and that's called the dendritic growth zone. And it lets the arms, if you will, of the snowflakes get really, really big, and that traps lots of air in it. So it's kind of light, low-density, fluffy snow that really piles up quickly.
Did you actually, look at some of these flakes to see how long the arms were?
Well, not necessarily under a microscope, but you could definitely tell they were big flakes. And when you melt it all out, normally a typical snowfall, there's a ratio of about 12 inches of snow would equal 1 inch of melted water. In this case, at the Anchorage National Weather Service office, it actually translated to about 25 or 30 to 1 was the ratio. So very, very dry, light snow that piles up quickly. But as eventually as it gets compressed down with more snow and as those dendrites break off the snowflakes, it compresses quite a bit. So we've already lost, as far as the depth, already about half of that snowfall.
Do different parts of the state, are they more likely to get one type of snow or the other?
The farther north you go, where it's really, really cold, Fairbanks and northward, typically the atmospheric profile is too cold to promote that large growth. So usually you don't get those kind of big dry snowflake ratios. And then down in southeast, usually it's warmer. And so it's more common to get the wet snow that clumps together, but it doesn't pile up as much. But really anywhere in the state at different times of the year, it could certainly happen.
Do you have a favorite type of snow?
I think most people, especially if you have to shovel a driveway, appreciate the lighter, fluffier snow that's easier to move around and doesn't cause as many aches and pains.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.